AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello, on today's episode of The Process with Sade Marie, we will be pulling from Matthew 17:20. So before we start, y'all know I always like to open up in prayer, and then we'll just dive in. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. God, we just ask, Lord Jesus, that you cover this space, that you cover this podcast, God, that you, Father God, would allow it to reach the people that need to reach it, Father God, that you, Lord Jesus, would just cover it and put a hedge of protection around it, Father God, that you will bring forth, Lord Jesus, the word with accuracy, precision, Father God, love, Father God, and everything that you see fit that's needed for the listeners. God, we ask, Lord Jesus, that it be healing to them, Father God, and we ask, Father God, that those that are in need leave with what it is that they were looking for. And we seal this prayer in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. All right. So Matthew 17:20. It says, he replied, because you have so little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. So here's this thing we talking about with faith again. Now remember I said something similar about faith in your way through. I don't know if anyone has ever seen a mustard seed. A mustard seed is really, 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 really tiny. The thing about faith is believing, trusting, and knowing, right? And doubt. It's not believing, not trusting, not knowing. So it is really hard for faith and to be able to go forward when doubt is there. It's almost like it cancels each other out. So someone might say, well, I feel like I have the faith of a mustard seed. You know, I just need a little bit of it. But the thing is, when you have faith and doubt is in the midst of it, it usually cancels out the faith that you have. So faith is like an inner knowing, trusting, believing that the Lord is going to do what it is that he said he's going to do. Now, a lot of people will say, well, I've had faith and nothing happened. I always say that it is wise to make sure that we are hearing God clearly and what it is that he is saying to us and telling us to do. And here's why. You ever see somebody believe that something is supposed to be or something is to be true, but it doesn't come true, so now they're angry with God and they don't want nothing else to do with him? There are some desires that can come from flesh and soul, right? So a fleshly desire might say, hey, you know, I feel like I'm supposed to have this red car. It's not that God can't say that he wants to give you the car and it is to be red. It's just where it came from. Now, if a person is saying that they just want the red car because it's just something that was appealing to their eye, appealing to their eye, their motive is to be flashy and all of these things like that, I think it's safe to say that that is a fleshly desire, right? Now, let's just say you have this fleshly desire and you now say that you have faith that you're supposed to get that car. And then let's just say it doesn't happen. So now you're mad and angry because you've told people that that was the car for you. You've told people that God was going to do it for you and it didn't come true. Now, was that really the will of God? Yes, God can give us the desires of our heart, but those desires of our heart need to be aligned with what God wants for us. Typically, when we are in relationship with God, not religion, relationship with God, the desires that we start to have usually come from God. yes, the flesh can rise up, but you are able to pray into what's going on so that you can be able to differentiate and decipher what's happening. And sometimes we have to go to God and say, God, I have this desire. Is this you or is this me? If it is me, God, take it away from me. But if it is you, God, I want all of you and everything that you have for me. Then your faith will usually increase. And let's just say you're still struggling with it. Like, okay, God, I heard you say this. I heard this is what you want for me, but I still don't believe. The Holy Spirit has a gift of faith. That's when you say, Holy Spirit, I invite you in. Help me to increase my faith because it is lacking. God, show me what it is in my life, what is happening to make me not trust you, to not believe what you have said, to not believe your word. What is it? A lot of people don't want to question God, talk to God. It's an old cliche where the old folks say, you know, you ain't supposed to question God. That's a lie. That's something that somebody, grandmother, grandmother, great grandfather, papa said, and then people just kept repeating it. That is not true of the Lord. It is nothing wrong with you asking God questions. In fact, he embraces it. I ask questions. I ask God questions all the time. Okay. I probably ask, like, no, he don't get tired of me because he do talk a lot. But sometimes I'm like, he probably like, why you keep asking me these questions? Because I be wanting to know. And there are some things that the Lord will say, I'm not answering that. Not because he can't answer it, because I might be coming from a place of anxiety or impatience or something like that. And the Lord be like, okay, I know the end of a thing before the beginning and the beginning before the end. You're not asking me because you genuinely want to know. You're asking me because you're being impatient and you don't want to wait. So when we are trying to exercise our faith, it's really, 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 really important that we know what we are believing God for and what those where those desires are coming from, right? That's why we need to be in relationship with God. A lot of people get turned off from God and be disappointed in God, but they didn't even talk to God. So then when you have people that seek God and have been in relationship with God, that hear from God very clearly, that know God, that don't want to manipulate God, that aren't trying to trick God, because God can't be tricked, he can't be manipulated or anything like that, they can go in the spirit realm and get true answers of the mind of God where other people might not be able to get it. And it doesn't mean that one person is better than another. It's just about relationship. Imagine if you had a friend, let's just say two friends for the sake of the story. So you have two friends and one friend you talk to often, you all know each other, you all communicate a lot. Then this other friend, you consider them a friend, y'all been friends for a long time, but y'all barely ever talk. Now, that friend, you may know them to some degree, but you may not know all the things, the intricate details about them like you might talk to the friend that you communicate with more. Every relationship needs to be fostered. It needs to be watered, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a friendship, whether it's working. Those things you have to invest in them for them to produce, for you to understand what's needed. And a lot of people don't want to give God that type of time. A lot of people just want to say, oh yeah, we talk, I know God, you know, he's this, he's that. But then when you put those people against people that really do talk to God, really do know God, a lot of times there are two different things being said. But that's because pride is in the midst of it. Pride and faith are two different things. And sometimes people are saying stuff because of pride and not because of faith. They have allowed their pride to blind them into saying that this is what the Lord is going to do for me just because they think that they deserve it, or just because they're a good person, or just because it's this and just because of that. And it's not really about faith. God loves people that are humble, right? Humility unlocks doors. But a lot of people that have humility can be corrected. And then a lot of people that have humility also are more prone to asking God questions because they really genuinely want to know what the Lord is saying, if that makes any sense. So when we talk about having faith, a part of having faith is also having humility. Sometimes I go before the throne of grace and I talk to God and I say certain things to him like, okay, God, I really don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying about the situation. I think I hear you. I believe this is what you're saying, but it's not really clear to me. Can you please help me? Give me an encounter. Give me some type of sign. Give me some type of confirmation where I can understand that I'm on the right track with this, or if this is something that you want me to do, pursue or not pursue. And the Lord will respond. And that's where we have to just have faith and trust. Even if the Lord don't respond right that day, it doesn't mean that he's not going to respond. Sometimes the Lord does respond, but our spiritual ears, our spiritual eyes, and our spiritual being and spirit man is not strong enough to be able to understand the messages that are coming through. See, a lot of times it's not that God isn't communicating. It's just that people's spiritual ears and eyes aren't open enough to receive the message. That's why there are some people that can go in and get a message where other people aren't able to get the same message. And it's not, God talks to us in different type of ways. I know people that actually see visions. I know people that hear. I like the audible part of God talking like that too. I know people that see in visions, like open visions. And then I know people that see in dreams. And then where you just have an impression inside of you that God says. It's different ways. And I know that might be like, how is that possible? In the spiritual realm, information can be communicated in like the speed of light. And like this is going to sound crazy, but like in the spiritual realm, communication is not talking. Does not need to communicate or convey information in the spiritual realm. You can know something in the spiritual realm and it get communicated through your leg or through your arm. I know that sounds crazy, but that's how it is, because it doesn't, like, we as humans, we talk and we communicate like that, but communication can come through sound. It can come through like pattern. It can come, it doesn't, like, God is so vast and so big and so infinite and so everything that he doesn't need to communicate the way that we do. So like God can just communicate something by putting the impression inside of you. Some people don't believe that is possible because they haven't experienced it, but it's true. So in the spirit realm, there is some things that just knowing, like, you ever have a situation where you think about somebody and then they just call you or text you and stuff like that? In the other world of certain stuff that people would call like metaphysics and all of that other stuff like that, they would call it telepathy and things like that too. Everything belongs to God, even if it's a replica. So those things are really just like deep knowings that God has put into your spirit. For example, there are people that might be like, oh my gosh, the Lord just put you in my spirit to pray. But the Lord put them in their spirit so that they could intercede for them, so that they can go in and stand in the gap for them. So while other people may know it in a different context, it is similar or the same thing. So something just was communicated in your spirit and the Lord unctioned you, gave you directions or instructions to respond or do something for that person. And you may not even know what or why it was done, but it was instructions from the Lord, if that makes any sense. That also comes with faith as well. Sometimes people don't have faith that they can hear from God. I believe that if God is telling you something and you know that you are genuinely in relationship with him, you are investing in him, you are talking with him, you are seeking him, you are knocking on that door, he will respond, he will answer. It's just a matter of doing what it is that we need to do. Faith is an action word. There are some times that I have to exercise faith and it looks like take your hands off. And it might not look the same for other people, but the Lord is just like, okay, you say you have faith, but you want to keep touching it. You want to keep putting your hands in the pot of it. That means that you are not believing what it is that I've said. I think it was Sarah that ended up having I think Sarah and Abraham, she didn't believe that she was going to have a child, but God said she was going to have a child. So she was impatient. And she allowed Abraham to sleep with, I think it was Hagar. And they produced a baby, which was Ishmael. But it was because Sarah was impatient and she did not have faith and she didn't believe what the Lord had said. So that's why we have to stand on what God is saying. If God has said something to you and you have checked with God and you have went back and crossed your T's and dot your I's, not in a prideful way, in a humble way, you have to just stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. He will deliver. He does not lie. He cannot lie. So if he is saying that the faith of a mustard seed, a tiny little mustard seed, can move mountains, you have to believe that with every being in you. Even if you are honest with God, like, God, this sounds crazy, and I don't know, but I do know what your word says. So I am asking you to help me. Holy Spirit, help me to exercise my faith. You said as little as a mustard seed. And it's not that I want it to be as little as a mustard seed, but that's what your word says. So I am going to step out on faith and trust God that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And that the faith of this mustard seed that I have is going to move mountains. It's going to move the situation. It's going to shift this. It's going to cause this because I believe. God, help my unbelief. I believe that faith is healing. I believe that when people are diagnosed with different things and they don't believe that anything can come from it, they usually deteriorate quicker when they have lost hope and don't believe that anything can change their circumstance. You ever see somebody that just seemed like they just gave up on life? It's almost like it's something that you can just look in their eyes and just tell about them that they just don't believe anymore, that they just feel completely hopeless. But for those people that feel like that, the scripture of Matthew 17:20 is saying the faith of a mustard seed. So if you feel like you are that far gone and that far in the slums or that far depressed or that far in the hole, just know that the Lord has said himself the word of the faith of a mustard seed, a tiny, tiny, tiny mustard seed. I want y'all to go look up to see how tiny a mustard seed is. Can move mountains. And just start there. If you are lacking faith, you don't believe the Lord is doing something, or you want to believe that the Lord is doing something, but you don't know, go to the Lord, ask him is what it is that you're believing him for aligns up with his purpose for your life. And then give the Lord back his word and say that whatever it is, you're going to step out on faith. One of the things that I definitely do is when I don't know what else to do, I just play, all right, God, I got to stand. Before I had my son, I had miscarriages, but I would be what people would consider barren. I think it was probably like 12 years before I had my kid. But the Lord had told me I was going to have a child. But after I started having miscarriages and things like that too, and the doctors were like, look, the statistics of you having one now is 60%, 50%, 30%. 20%, baby, just go get you a surrogate. And I'm just like, but all my tests are coming back normal. Why am I not having a kid? This doesn't make sense. And then I remember people would ask, like, how many times are you going to go through this or whatever? And I didn't want to go through it, but I was standing on what God had said. But I also had doubt. And I remember one day I said, God, if it's not meant for me to have a baby, I just need you to help me to be okay with that. And if it is meant for me to have a baby, I just need you to help me to be okay with that in the waiting season, because I don't know if it's anything else that I could do. I was tired. I was done. I didn't have any more in me. Literally, right after that, this woman came to me and talked about how I was about to have a baby. And I looked at her like she was crazy. And I believe maybe 10 days or 2 weeks later or something like that, might be a little bit off, I found out that I was pregnant with my son, and he was the actual baby that came into this earth. So that prayer of surrender was also an act of faith and trust with God. Like, listen, I don't need to put my hands in this no more. I don't even want to do it. I just want you to help me be okay with whatever it is that you decide for me with this situation, because I've done everything I need to do. I've went to get tested. I've went into the doctors. I've asked. I've did these things like that, and nothing is helping. And literally, God showed up, and he's just like, okay, this is faith. This is what faith looks like, allowing me to do what I need to do. Now I can move, because I don't want you to think that it was anything that you did to cause this to come forth. It was all me. So I pray that this episode helps you. And I pray that when you are lacking faith, you remember that you serve a God that says the faith of a mustard seed can move mountains. Be blessed, and may your heart be healed.